Jones Angel is the voice of the Tar Heels, and he joins us now on the phone to preview this game and talk about Tar Heel football. Six games in, we were hoping they'd be 6-0. They're 3-3, but still a lot of football yet to play, and still a good season potentially for the Tar Heels in spite of those early losses. Jones, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Be with you. Hope you're doing well. And man, it's hard to believe the season's halfway through, isn't it? The regular season was six games already in, six games to go. And as you referenced, Tar Heels not where they want to be, certainly in total. But a lot of football left to go also, as you said. Now, I will say, I think the back half of the schedule is pretty stout for Carolina. And, they've got road trips to Notre Dame and to Pittsburgh and NC State, a home game against Wake Forest, who's playing very well here through the first half of the year. So this will be a challenge. Clearly, Carolina needs to improve, needs to find some consistency, and they'll hope to try and do that here coming up tomorrow against Miami, leading into a bye week, Aaron, which I think, coming at a good time. If you can win this game, get to that bye week, reassess things a little bit, and then get ready for that difficult stretch coming up over the final five games.
And I know a lot of reassessment's been going on this week, too. Had a really disappointing game against Florida State. What positives do we take from that game?
Well, that's a good question. I think that for Carolina, in total, when you don't play well, you just kind of think, oh, everybody stunk. What a stinky game. There's certainly individuals who played well within the game. There's some things that Carolina did well. I thought Carolina's offense was okay in this game. And honestly, Aaron, I think at this point we kind of know what Carolina's offense is. They don't run it quite as well as they did last year, but they run it okay. Sam Howell's going to give you a chance every single game just because he alone is so good at that position. Josh Downs is playing at an All-America level. And you know that you need a lot of help. You need somebody to step up at those outside receiver positions because Josh Downs needs some help in the passing game. And you need that offensive line to get better, which, by the way, was, I think, one of the positives in that Florida State game is that Carolina's offensive line, I think, had one of its better games of the season. I think the real maddening part has been how up and down, really, the team in total. But I was going to focus specifically on the defense because, Aaron, we spoke so much last week. Look at all the great things they did defensively against Duke. And if that's something you can do on a consistent basis, man, you have a chance for a really good rest of the season. Yeah. And everything it felt like the Heels did well against the Blue Devils defensively, they didn't do well in the game against Florida State. They forced two turnovers against Duke, zero against Florida State. Duke was 2 of 15 on third down. Florida State was 7 of 10. They stopped the run against Duke. They didn't against Florida State. So it's that up and down nature, I think, that has really been the most frustrating thing, because when the Tar Heels are playing well, they've been pretty good. But when they have struggled, it's been a really big struggle. And so I think bringing that floor higher, because nobody's going to play at their best every snap of every game. But if you can bring that floor up so it's closer to the ceiling, I think that would really help Carolina, so you don't have such a wide gap between when you're playing really well and when you're not playing well. You need to kind of minimize that gap between the two.
Speaking with Jones Angel, the voice of the Tar Heels, and Mack Brown had a good point in media availability earlier this week, saying, "Look, we're disappointed because we're 3-3, but we're disappointed because we thought we were going to be 6-0 at this point in the season. We were pretty similar record at this point last year and the year before." And he's been very upfront about the fact that kind of transforming the culture of this team is going to be a multi-year process, and it's still ongoing. So with that in mind, you've been closer to the team than any one of us, and you've had a chance to see them both on the field during games and during practices and off the field as well. Are we still making progress this year toward changing the culture, skill level, talent wise? Are the Tar Heels better now than they were at this point in 2020?
That's a great question, Aaron. I don't think there's any doubt that the Tar Heels culture wise are better. And I'll go back to 2019 when Mack Brown arrived. I think, from that first season to now, there's been enormous strides taken for Carolina as far as the culture of the program. I think the talent level in total, the expectation level, certainly, which is what you were just talking about a moment ago. And it's okay to have expectations. You want expectations. That means that you've done something right. So that's not a bad thing necessarily. So I think those have certainly elevated as well. I do think Carolina could use a little shot of confidence right now. I just feel like, you know, there has been, with those expectations, some pressure, I feel like. And you could feel it, Aaron, in the stadium in that second quarter last week when things started going poorly. It was like everybody in there who likes Carolina started going, oh, boy, oh, no, if this doesn't go right, man, this is going to be bad. This isn't what we expected. And so I do think you could use a little shot of confidence if you're the Tar Heels and play through some of those things. And Mac Brown has talked about handling adversity better. I think that's not just a week-to-week deal that he's talking about. I think he's talking about in the game and, you know, when things go poorly, when you have a bad drive, when you get a tough call, when – you know, something negative happens, being able to handle that and not immediately start pressing. So absolutely, I think Carolina's culture is in a better place, but I don't think that they're at the finish line yet either, because they've taken that step, Aaron, from a team that wasn't very good the last couple of years under Coach Fedora to a team that is now good. They've gone from not good to good. Now you've got to go from good to great, and that's the harder step to take, because I think it really does rely so heavily on details and consistency and things that are hard to achieve. And so that's what Carolina is working towards right now, is that final or that next step of going from a good team to a great team. That's where they want to be. Not quite there yet.
Miami's in town this weekend. Hurricanes also kind of playing below expectations this year a little bit. They're looking for a signature win. What do we expect from them this week, and how do the Tar Heels beat them?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, that's hard to answer because they haven't played him forever. Miami hadn't played since September 30th. So it's been a really long time since they've played. They've had a bunch of injuries, including to their starting quarterback, Jarrett King. It has been a disappointing start to the year for them. They've had some locker room issues. There's a couple of question marks as far as the availability of some guys and whether or not they're still on the team. I mean, it's kind of been a mess for Miami. And yet, similar to Florida State last week, Aaron, plenty of talent, talented individuals, and guys who, if you allow them to get confidence, can really start hurting you and perform. And so for Carolina, it really feels like this is a great opportunity. Go out there, play well, get a quality win, feel good, get into that bye week, and see what happens. And so Miami is again, a talented individual team that it hasn't quite come together yet for them. Don't let it come together for them on your field here coming up tomorrow afternoon.
Speaking with Jones Angel, and we'll hear him tomorrow afternoon. Again, 3:30 game time as the Tar Heels take on Miami and Keenan Stadium. Their pregame coverage on the Tar Heel Sports Network starting at 2:30. Got to wrap up, but as we do, quick shift to a different sport because it's Carolina basketball late night tonight, official start to the basketball season. What are your thoughts about the Tar Heel basketball team this year?
Well, just excited, right? I mean, there's just an energy around the program that comes naturally with change. And that's nothing negative, of course, about Coach Williams. I mean, he's one of the greatest ones to ever do it and is beloved in Chapel Hill, and Carolina's been lucky to have him. But whenever you have change, there is just a new energy and then a new excitement and some unknowns. And I think all those will start to get answered, probably not tonight necessarily at late night, but we'll start to get answered over the next few weeks and months. And I don't think there's any question that Hubert Davis loves Carolina, that Hubert Davis is somebody who has a ton of energy and a ton of passion for Carolina and the game of basketball. I do think, Aaron, it's worth remembering, because I think sometimes it gets lost, how much Hubert Davis knows the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was an all-ACC player at Carolina, more than a decade in the NBA. You know, play for Dean Smith, play for Don Nelson, play for Pat Riley, coach with Roy Williams. I mean, this guy has been around it at a high level for a long time. And so I think it would be a mistake to sell short his knowledge and ability in the game of basketball. So I'm excited to see all of that experience that he has come together with that energy and a new feel around the program. And we'll start to maybe get a little peek at it tonight during late night.
Late night tonight at 7:30 in the Smith Center. And then tomorrow, Carolina football taking on Miami at 3:30 in Keenan Stadium. Our coverage starts at 12:30 with IC Live, Tar Heel Sports Network coverage, taking over the broadcast at 2:30. We'll hear Jones Angel on the call then. Jones, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Aaron. Talk to you soon.